UW Athletics. 1-0 Penn State. Brian and Ian here at the Kohl Center in this series opener. Dexheimer, Pilatichuk, Morrissey, Finley, and Tassie on the ice right now for Wisconsin. Finley gains the line, dumps it behind the net. Tassie playing for the right winger, Ryland Mosley, who was ejected for a 5-minute major for head contact, is moved up. And the puck out at center and chipped in by Carson Dick. Lugris gives chase. Pilatichuk there first. Didn't recognize a man off to his left. And a centering pass goes off Scarfoni to the middle of the ice. But the Badgers get possession. Here's Morrissey out at the red line. He'll dump it in. And Sergeyev will stop it behind his net for Simon Mack. And stayed up to center. Puck caroms into midair. Anthony Kerr tied up. Gave it away. Look out. Oh, pocket. His shot was denied by Scarfoni. Now a pass in front. Scarfoni comes up huge on the pinpoint shot by Laubach. And taken away by Wisconsin's Kerr.
Badgers have got to figure out who they've got if they're the forwards.
Anthony Kerr let a man get around him and got a quality shot. It wasn't Christensen or Puckett, but it was Christensen who got the original shot. And then Laubach from the hash marks. And Scarfoni with a big-time save to keep it a 1-0 deficit.
Yeah, that was labeled top right.
Yeah. They rim it around and down, and then out to center it comes, and Aiden Fink goes to get it. Fink, 1.42 points per game, second best in the country. A young man who originally committed to Tony Granato and the Badgers. Now Wisconsin's Liskoski sends it to the near corner of the attacking zone, but Crespo goes to get it for Penn State. Big right-handed defenseman. Outlet pass near side. The defenseman, Gallucci, fell down. Badgers have the puck. Pietola, left-wing Dick, comes in all alone. Shoots one too high. Held in by Phelan, rims it back around behind the net. Here's Pietola with a turnaround shot left wing. Oh, it may have hit the crossbar after grazing the goaltender. And then sent out to center by Penn State.
Adam Pietola is not scared to shoot it from any place, is he?
Nope. Tyson Dick tries to dump it in. It goes off the beveled glass and a whistle and offside on Wisconsin. We'll take a break. 9 minutes to go in the second. Badgers still trailing Penn State 1-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Save big money right now at Menards. Adding Knauf fiberglass insulation to your home is an effective way to keep warm and lower your utility bills by 15%. Plus, you can stack on savings with additional federal tax credits on qualifying energy-efficient upgrades. Get a roll of R13 craft-faced fiberglass insulation for $12.99. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
I know you're excited to share some alumni news, Ian.
Yeah, I had a great weekend. Even though you guys were gone, yeah, and I did get to watch the games, I kind of caught up on some alumni names. And Joe Pavelski continues to amaze me. Yeah. I mean, he played like 9 million years in the NHL. And then he turns around and, well, I'll change my sport. I'll go to golf. Uh-huh. And he wins the Celebrity Classic.
Yes.
Like 16 under.
He's crazy. Crazy good at everything. DeMarsico with a shot that's blocked by Dexheimer. Dexheimer actually the Badgers' leading shot blocker this season. Serrato out to the point. Shade shot. That's blocked. Out to the slot. Ricocheted off a stick or two. That blast by Serrato. And then the pass to the left point and Shade too hot to handle. And it goes spinning all the way down to the Penn State zone, and Sergeyev coughed it up in the corner to Horbach. Boy, that was a nonchalant pass by the Penn State netminder, and the Badgers have possession in the offensive zone. Botterill, tough angled shot, stick save made by Sergeyev. Then near side, Kerr tees one up. That's kicked out by Sergeyev. It's pretty calm in there, the Russian goaltender. Now Lindmark behind the net, looking in front. Left wing, he skates, drops it off Hensler, cuts to the dot. His shot right into the breadbasket of the kneeling Sergeyev, and he hangs on.
What made me the most proud about Joe Pavelski when he accepted the trophy, he had all his teeth in. He had his plate in at the bottom. I've seen so many interviews with Joe where that bottom plate is not in, and he talks like a veteran of the foreign wars. He's really a classy young man, and I will say this.
He's got a great set of hands.
Holy cow.
He could, I mean, anything he does, he's good at. Puck is loose after an offensive zone faceoff. Penn State's got it, and we'll clank it out to center. It's high in the air, reaching for it. Anthony Kerr knocks it down for himself, almost coughed it up at the Wisconsin blue line. Penn State picks it up at neutral and dumps it down in. Tommy Scarfone, the only goal scored tonight was a shot from the slot by Aiden Fink that went between the pads of Scarfone. Tommy got a piece of it, slowed it down, but then Lawback came hustling in as it laid in the paint. And he tucked it in. Shot from a tough angle. Stick save made by Sergeyev. Loose. Finley. His shot blocked in front. Nice job by DeGraves, the freshman centerman, getting in the way of Finley's shot attempt.
That's like the fifth shot that he's had blocked.
Wow. And he's got four or five on goal, too. Finley's been very active. Here's Christensen, the defenseman. Walks down the left wing wall. Hands off now to Lugris. Shovels it back behind the net. Thalen takes it from there. Breakout pass to Morrissey. He scoots to open ice right through the center circle. Gavin Morrissey 2-on-3. Morrissey now shoots one from a tough angle. Glove save by Sergeyev. And he hangs on. 21-10 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. But Penn State still has a 1-0 advantage.
Yeah, they do. And the Badgers have had good shots. Not great shots, but good shots. And I think that the lack of power play shots is the difference in the game so far tonight.
Yeah, the Badgers, 3 power plays tonight over a 9-minute span and only 4 shots on goal. Face off to Sergeyev's right. Fitzgerald with Liskoski and Kukkonen. This was the original second line on Mike Hastings' chart. And again, Ryland Mosley kicked out of the game about 7 minutes into the first period because of a 5-minute major for head contact. Joe Palatichuk back in his own zone. Turns away from pressure, still has possession, then gave it away. Look out, a blast by Dowiak went wide. Wisconsin has coughed it up far too many times in its own zone tonight. Lucky to be down only 1-0. Scarfone's made some nice saves here this evening. Kukkonen, near side wall, battling for it. It's lifted out to center. Dexheimer brings it down and sends it deep. Sergeyev, though, looks over his left shoulder, hands off to Crespo, and the defenseman will break things out for Penn State. Here's Keaton Peters, former Milwaukee Junior Admiral, Mr. Peters. Played for the Janesville Jets briefly back in the 2022-23 season. He lost possession of the puck. The Badgers dump it in. Scholl gives chase. Got a stick on it, and then it caromed into midair. And Geniev now for Penn State. His outlet pass deflected, and Scholl gobbles it up. Sawyer will scoop it ahead. Hensler will watch it go to the corner. Tyson Dick tries to retrieve it there. And then it's given away. And Penn State's got it. 3-on-1 with Geniev right wing down the middle. Fink. Geniev shoots one, saved by Scarfone. There was a rebound there, but Scarfone poked it ahead. Now Wisconsin's Dick 1-on-1. Trying to make a move. Snapped off a shot. Sergeyev with a stop. And they break it out, angling a pass near side to Geniev. Taps it off to the defenseman, Amon. His shot, good recovery by Scholes. That goes off a stick into the mesh. Stopping play, 5:28 to go in the second. Still 1-0, Nittany Lions.
I don't think either coach is very pleased with that style of play. Lone breaks, 3-on-1s, near breakaways, Hail Mary passes that are caught. Not really in the coaching manual, I don't think, here for the Big Ten.
Nope. Face off to the left of Tommy Scarfone, who's now stopped 10 of 11 Penn State shots on goal. This is a Nittany Lions team that's 5-2-3 in its last 10 games. Includes a home sweep of Canisius, but playing much better after an 0-8 start to the conference campaign. Badgers break out. Kerr up the middle. Kerr, wide right, Tassie. His shot stung the defenseman Christensen. Morrissey retrieves it far corner. Now cycles for Finley. Back behind the net, Quinn Finley. 19 goals for 19. Kerr has it out by the blue line. Skates away from the pressure from DeMarsico and flips it back deep again. Tassie now in the corner. Protects the puck. Finley in a battle with Serrato. And then tied up by Weebush. He gets a little bit of support from Tassie before the Nittany Lions come out of there with it. Bad pass center ice, intercepted by Morrissey. Pass intended for Finley in the slot went off a skate, and the Badgers will try again. Now Phelan to Finley, and Finley will sweep it in. 4.5 minutes left in the second, 1-0 Penn State. Lindmark in the offensive zone with Horbach. He just got squashed in the end boards. Finley, long ship for him. Out to Phelan. Straightaway Scholes. His shot easy. Leaning left, saved by Arseny Sergeyev. And he hangs on. Sergeyev, a seventh-round draft pick of the Calgary Flames a few years ago. Started his collegiate career at UConn. Played there for a couple of years. Won 19 games in 2 years. Had a 9-12 save percentage. It's his 10th straight start since missing seven straight games with an injury. And you talk to the Penn State people, and the reason they're now playing well is because
he's
Arseny
well.
Sergeyev is back in goal.
Yeah. Seems to be quite a consistent trend for everybody in college hockey. You have a good goaltender, you're going to play well in front of them.
Yeah, good things happen. 4:15 to go in the second. Badgers still scoreless. Wisconsin scored only one goal last Saturday at Minnesota. That was with an extra attacker. Badgers had two even-strength goals at Minnesota, scoring in the first period, both of them. Then went five consecutive periods without an even-strength goal. Just an extra attacker.
Late call.
An offside call.
No, it's going to be an
icing
call
on Wisconsin.
It's going to be a late icing call.
Dan Cohen a little surprised by that. But icing it is, and they'll drop the puck back in the Wisconsin zone to our left with 3:54 to go here in the second period. You know, Mike Hastings had talked about it, too. They, you know, on Friday, they were possessing the puck, playing so well in the opening period, making Minnesota defend. Badgers were up 2-0, and then things changed, giving up odd man rushes, far too many. Badgers kind of, on Saturday, much better defensively. It's scoreless for 50 minutes in that hockey game before the Gophers broke it open. Long-range shot by Shade off the outstretched stick of Tommy Scarfone. But the offense, he said, became disconnected. They're so spread out. Instead of working together in five-man units from the forwards on down to the defense and then back the other way, long passes, stretch passes, just not connecting. No synergy offensively, and we saw that in Minnesota last Saturday, and so far here tonight, the same. At least no finish here. Badgers have had some quality looks.
Yeah, they have, and not as golden as some of the opportunities that I watched at Minnesota. There was some significant scoring opportunities that goaltending was the difference.
Carter Shade with a good physical play deep in the Penn State zone to win the puck. Anthony Kerr turns it out. Fitzgerald coughed it up. Look out. Fink with it coming in low left. Great recovery by Fitzgerald. He dove to poke the puck off the stick of Fink before he could get a shot off. And that's a 19-goal scorer, Aiden Fink. Badgers have the puck. Excellent effort by Fitzgerald. Circles out near the slot and almost coughed it up and did.
Yep.
And Wisconsin's Hensler pulled down Carson Dick. Penalty on the Badgers freshman defenseman after the mistake made by Fitzgerald. Christian recovered from an original mistake and then made another there, trying to stick handle through traffic. It would have been a bust out otherwise.
Yep, it would have been pretty much a clear break for the Penn State player. But I'm not 100% sure how to say that. I looked at Aiden Fink after that play. It was a great play by Christian Fitzgerald to dive and just slash the puck out from underneath of him. There was no body contact. There was no. And Aiden Fink's looking at the referee like, why isn't that a penalty? Well, because it's not.
Right.
But then to turn around and make a second mistake right here at the blue line and put your freshman defenseman in harm's way, that's a tough situation.
So Hensler for hooking at 17-19. Badgers shorthanded for the second time tonight. The first one, they had to kill off a five-minute major to Rylan Mosley. Excellent work below the goal line. Middle of the ice breakout, Morrissey Scholl. Gavin just taking his time, demanding the puck, and then he scoops it down to the corner, and it's moving ever so slowly, and now Amon will pick it up for Penn State. Badgers down a goal, 2:15 to go in the second. DeMarsico across the line, double-teamed on the far wall. Battling for it, Scholes off the wall. Quick snapshot that goes wide. That went off the stick of Matt DeMarsico. Now out to Serato, left point. Down to Weebush, the Verona native. Serato, straightaway Amon now. Back to Serato, left circle, looking. Here is Weebush. He wanted to backspin and carry it to the net. Actually, Scarfone took himself out of the play, fell down, but Weebush mishandled the puck. Good work by Lindmark to poke it away from Amon, and Sergeyev had to come out of his net to move it around to the near side, and then Lindmark accidentally knocked down the Penn State goaltender. We play on, 90 seconds to go until the second intermission, 1-0 Penn State. The Lions on a power play. Doeyak with it, right hash marks. Out to the point and Mack, and it's teed up by Lawback, and he fired it too high. Battling far side, Scholl against Fink. Geniev with it down low. Pass, good stick by Kerr to deflect it to the corner. Now he's working for it near side and gets the puck and clears with a backhand. 25 seconds left in the Penn State power play.
I always get worried in situation. Too many near misses for Penn State.
And 1 minute to go in the period. Here's Geniev now with it. Hands off to Lawback, and he'll fire it in. Off the wall, Doeyak, double team. Badgers take it away. Fitzgerald to Morrissey. Morrissey at the red line. Two Nittany Lions on him. Tried to get it deep. Failed to do so originally. Got it done the second time. And the Badgers have killed off Penn State's second power play. So both teams at full strength. 35 seconds to go in the second period. Wisconsin still down 1-0. Scarfoni whacks it to the far side, and Tassi headmans to Scholl. Finley, almost a nifty catch behind his back, taken away by Penn State. Puckett then set it deep. Carson Dick beat Polonichuk to the hash marks. We play on, no icing. 15 seconds to go in the period. Penn State in the Wisconsin zone. Crespo shoots one, hit traffic in front. Ricocheted below the goal line to the far corner. Polonichuk backhands for Kerr. 7 seconds left. Finley now with it, pressured. Got some help from Kerr to get some open ice. 1 second to go. Finley from the red line shoots it low. Easy save for Sergeyev. And that's it for period number two. The Badgers held the Nittany Lions to only 6 shots on goal for the second straight period while peppering Sergeyev 14 times. But Arseny Sergeyev is shutting out the Badgers. It's Penn State 1, Wisconsin nothing after 2 periods of play. Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation jobs, truck driving services, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. We'll return in a minute. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
One nothing. Penn State leads Wisconsin after 2 periods of play. The lone goal scored in the first period. 3 minutes and 10 seconds in by Reese Lawback is the 11th of the year. Badgers have had 3 power plays tonight for 9 minutes. Only 4 shots on goal in those 9 minutes of man advantage hockey. Penn State 0 for 2 on the power play. 7 minutes of man advantage hockey. They haven't been able to muster much either. Tommy Scarfoni has stopped 11 of 12 Penn State shots tonight, and Arseny Sergeyev a perfect 22 for 22 for Penn State.
Yeah, he's been good. I mean, but I will honestly say I don't think that there have been a significant amount of like pure scoring opportunities. Been a couple. They're wishing Bob Look a happy 70th birthday. If only he knew, only they knew his birthday's tomorrow. Oops, sorry. Bob 29 Look, and counting.
Longtime public
That's what
address
he calls
announcer
it.
Here. Yep.
But again, I get back to the game situation where there haven't been a lot of point-blank scoring opportunities.
Yeah.
And that's got to be frustrating for both coaching staffs in the sense that they've had so damn many power play minutes.
Right.
I mean, it's not like haven't had time to set it up or get the opportunity to have power play shots, but Very few, if any, are making it to the net.
So the Badgers down 1-0 after two periods of play. We'll check the Big Ten scoreboard when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Insulate your home and start saving on energy costs with Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. These panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used above and below ground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Save big on Owens Corning Foamular Insulation. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Badgers down 1-0, second intermission against Penn State. Elsewhere, Michigan won at Michigan State 2-1. Garrett Shifsky scored with less than a minute to play as the Wolverines improved their fourth place standing in the Big Ten. Actually, for a moment, moved into a third place tie with Ohio State with 28 points. More importantly for the Badgers, they're now 4 points behind the Maize and Blue. Meanwhile, Ohio State just knocked off Notre Dame by the final score of 5-1. Ryan Gordon scored twice for the Buckeyes, who now have 31 points in the league, 17-8-2 overall, 10-6-1 in the league. Minnesota in second place, idle this weekend. Big win for Michigan, though.
Huge, in the sense that, number one, it got them the big 3 points, but number two, it was on the road. It was at Michigan State. And as we all talk about the Wisconsin-Minnesota rivalry, Michigan-Michigan State in-state rivalry, just a few miles down the road, that's World War III.
Yeah, and they're playing the duel at the D tomorrow night at Little Caesars Arena, a sellout crowd of 20,000 has been announced for that game between Michigan and Michigan State. Here the Badgers trail Penn State 1-0. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Cover Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Badgers trail Penn State 1-0 as we get set for period number 2. And again, Michigan beat Michigan State today, so the Badgers need a regulation win to just stay 1 point behind the Wolverines for the final quarterfinal home playoff spot for the Big Ten tournament. 1-0 Penn State with a lead. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Brian Posick, Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Badgers down 1-0 as we start the third, and Mike Hastings continues to shuffle his forward lines. Now Tyson Dick centering Cody Luskoski and Simon Tassie. Again, the Badgers minus their second leading scorer, Ryland Mosley, kicked out of the game in the opening period for head contact. Tyson Dick spinning at center ice just got tripped up and lost the puck. A clear tripping, in my opinion. Nothing called. We play on. Tyson Dick up the middle of the ice. And a nice pass ahead. Here's Luskoski off balance. Ooh. Fired one too high. Dick, good hustle. Far side, can't hold the zone. Badgers go to get it. Anthony Kerr, no look. D-to-D pass for Hensler behind him. And then Logan had to hustle after it, and he turned to play it up the wall. It went off a stick and out of play. 37 seconds into the third period. Penn State with a 1-0 lead. Defensively, Ian, the Badgers have done their job, allowing only 12 shots on goal through 40 minutes tonight.
Yeah, it is. And if you take a look at the goal that they gave up, call it a freak goal, got an anomaly, whatever you want to call it, but it wasn't a great goal. And when the Badgers have had good scoring opportunities, they haven't been able to result in goals.
Yeah, they've allowed only one shot on goal, now two to Aiden Fink, their leading goal scorer with 19. After a faceoff, Fink from the goal line right side, not much mustard on that shot, easy save for Scarfoni. Faceoff to Scarfoni's left, Badgers trailing 1-0 here in the third period of play. Morrissey out there with Finley and Fitzgerald. Still battling for the faceoff, and the Badgers win the draw. Palatichuk breaks out far side wall. Finley will chase it down at center. Morrissey following up, able to get control. Finley to Morrissey, tries to snap a shot or pass in front as Fitzgerald was cutting left wing towards the front of the net. That went off a stick and out of play, so a faceoff inside the Penn State zone. 1-0 Nittany Lions, 55 seconds into the third.
One of the things that will, I shouldn't say will be detrimental, yeah, will be a downfall for this line with Fitzgerald out there instead of Ryland Mosley. You get into a situation where those three guys just seem to know where everybody was, no matter
sure
who they were playing against or what line they were playing against or what the situation of. Now you have to start to think a little bit.
Or as he lost the offensive zone faceoff, puck is in the Penn State zone. They'll go D to D, Amon to Shade. Left wing pass intended for Peters underneath his stick, and Finley had his head down. Otherwise, he may have been able to pick up the loose puck and race into the offensive zone. Now Finley steals near the Badgers line. Fitzgerald slows the puck and scoops it in. 90 seconds gone by in the third. 1-0 Penn State. Lindmark in on the forecheck. Puck out at center. Reaching for it is Phelan. After it is Finley. Finley tried to whack it back deep. No luck there. Boy, Quinn with a couple of really long shifts in the latter part of the second period and here in period number three as well. He's got the stamina to stay out there a little longer than some others.
Yeah, now he'll get a change because it's not anywhere clear to an open break.
Yeah, Crespo gains the line and from the right half boards fires one at Scarfoni. Easy save for Tommy, and he hangs on. Only 14 shots on goal for Penn State here. You know, you were talking about alumni. There was another alumni you were excited about.
My favorite, Carson Bantle. Scored his first goal as a Grand Rapids Griffin in the American Hockey League, yep, and resulted in a brawl after the goal. It's like, seriously? Oh. That couldn't happen to anybody else.
Yeah, but Bantle and the Griffins are in Milwaukee playing the Admirals this weekend. Puck loose at the Badgers' blue line. Palatichuk has it. Looked to his right, almost gave it away, then lost control, helping out Lindmark. It's knocked off the glass. Horbach tries to pick it up, overskating Kukkonen. And the puck just bouncing around out of control, and now Charlie Serrato's got it for Penn State. Right wing, it's Weebush. Tried to force it in. Dexheimer got in his way. Centering pass broken up by Wisconsin. Dexheimer now angles a pass ahead to Horbach. Weaves his way to center ice. Across the Penn State line, one on three to the corner. Tough angled shot right through the crease. Midair. Bad pass. Hensler taking away. Laubach two on one. Laubach right wing looking. Shooting one low. Save made Scarfoni. Rebound was there for DeMarzico and he fanned on it. Big stop for Scarfoni. Now a centering pass bouncing around off the stick and body of Scholl. Gathered in by Sawyer Scholl. Three on two to our left. Scholl will dump it in. Hoping Pietila can get there first, but their defenseman Amon does. And gets it out to Laubach, who chops it off the boards and out to center. And then Thalen lost the puck in his skates and whistle. An offside called on Penn State. 16:37 to go in the third. Still 1-0 Penn State.
Ouch.
Hey, speaking of alumni, Ryan Suter tomorrow will play in his 1,500th career NHL game. Only the third former NCAA player to play 1,500 NHL games. Currently with St. Louis, they'll be playing the Blackhawks. Can you name the other two players that played in the NCAA that went on to play over 1,500 NHL games?
Chelly got to be one of them.
Chelly's number one, 1,651. One other person just recently retired. Penn State with a puck in the defensive zone. Reaching for Gallucci. Nope. Now down right corner, Tassi looking in front, trying to force it to Dick. Oh, it went through the blue paint and then back. It came in front of Sergeyev and then back to his left. Tyson Dick was right there, just couldn't poke the thing in.
That's like about the fifth time that he's had that opportunity down low also.
Scholl's batted the puck. Hand pass now waved off. Thalen out at neutral ice after it. Backs away from pressure from Penn State. Put the puck on the stick of Carson Dick. His shot was blocked, and Wisconsin's Tyson Dick now with it. No relation to Carson Dick from Lethbridge, Alberta. Tyson is from Abbotsford, British Columbia. And he steals the puck, centering pass behind Finley, who was cutting into the net. Bolotichuk now, goal line left. Penalty coming up. It's on Wisconsin. Finley for interfering with Puckett. Penn State will get a power play. 15:37 left in the third.
Just as Joe made his move to the outside, Finley just stepped in front of the Penn State player and had some contact with him. Interference call, relatively innocent. 2 minutes
interference. Interference on Finley at 4:23.
I think it's time for the Horbach-Lindmark shorthanded show to start.
That would be all right.
Yeah, as innocent as that play seemed by comparison to some of the other penalties that were.
Badgers won the faceoff, and they will clear Horbach all the way down. Pilatichuk with care. Lindmark steals behind the Penn State net, and then Mack walls him off, allowing Aiden Fink to get the puck. Look out for this kid. Nashville Predators draft choice a couple of years ago. Aiden Fink sweeps it around to the left wing wall. Lindmark able to cancel out the stick of Laubach.
Yeah, but he
Lindmark's
also broke
stick
his stick.
Broken. And a D-to-D pass. Mack, near side Fink. Good stick by Horbach to deflect. That allows the Badgers to get fresh penalty killers after Lindmark had lost his broken stick. Now Horbach in his own zone tried to clear. Off a skate. Stays in the Wisconsin end. A little over 5 minutes gone by in the third. Penn State leading 1-0 and on a power play. Mack now walks the line. The right-handed defenseman, far side Laubach, can't get a shot off. Pass to Fink behind him. Fink little tried to get a little cute with a backhand pass to the point. Broken up by Morrissey. Taken back by Fink. Drop pass Shania. He skates right over the puck. Now down to the corner. It's Dowiak. Far side Laubach. Point man Amon. His shot got through and gloving it with Scarfoni and he hangs on. 51 seconds to go in the power play for Penn State. Nittany Lions lead the Badgers 1-0. Still relatively early here in the third period. The other NCAA player to play over 1,500 games? Matt Cullen.
Oh, yeah.
St. Cloud State.
St. Cloud.
Yeah.
The Cullen name was pretty much synonymous with Minnesota hockey during his time.
Sure. Face off to the right of Scarfoni, Horbach, and Lindmark back out there. Badgers have won only 12 of 26 faceoffs tonight. The Badgers, Pilatichuk, they were running a faceoff play after Lindmark won the draw. Pilatichuk trying to stretch pass to Horbach off the wall, but Penn State read the play. Here comes DeMarzico now. Weebush back to DeMarzico. Backhand shot stopped by Scarfoni. Just couldn't lift it over the left pad of the Badgers' netminder. Good give and go that time, though, by Penn State.
And Penn State ended up icing the puck on behalf of the Badgers.
Yep. 20 seconds to go on the Nittany Lions power play. Still 1-0 Penn State. Serrano will dump it in. Scarfoni stops it up off the high glass. Bounces to Morrissey. He'll gather. Come ahead with it. peels back, hands off Scholes, D to D to Phelan. Finley ready to come out of the box, and 2-1. The Badgers back at full strength. 3-for-3 on the penalty kill. Wisconsin what? Down 1-0, and now Phelan just iced the puck. A freshman mistake as the Badgers just got back to full strength. And I'm not sure Jack recognized that. And so Penn State gets an offensive zone faceoff, leading 1-0, 13:31 left in the third.
Must have had his hearing aid turned down. What? Because Mr. Look announced that quite proficiently.
Yes.
Badgers now at full strength.
Yes. Faceoff to Scarfoni's left. Orsi against Peters, and the Badgers won the draw. Bad breakout, and there's stick that picked it up for Penn State. Easy stick save for Scarfoni. Now from the near wall, Puckett, his shot directed to the corner by Scarfoni. Botterill then blocks the shot of the defenseman Shade, but Penn State dumps it back in. Badgers need to settle down here a little bit.
People playing with people they're not used to playing with, sometimes it takes a little time.
So Hensler behind the net, paired defensively right now with Dexheimer. Here's Sawyer Scholl up to center. He'll scoop it in. Pietila in on the forecheck. Makes contact with Laubach. Centering pass intercepted by Geniev. And look out, Penn State flying the other way. Fink middle of the ice. Left wing now. It's Mack. Can't get a backhander off. Canceled out by Dexheimer. Loose puck up ahead to Pietila. Hands off to Botterill. He moves to his left across the Penn State line. Hard to the net goes Pietila. Shot off the side of the net. Botterill tries to retrieve behind the cage. Tyson Dick down the wall. Chipped it over for himself, trying to kick it to the net. Now he's open. It's just one Sergeyev made the stop.
It's like the ninth point-blank shot that Tyson Dick has had tonight.
He's going to get one. Here's Geniev now, and he fires one as he gains the line, and he whistled it wide. Fink now long range. Stopped by Scarfoni, and the puck ricocheted off him, off a skate and back to the Badgers netminder, who covers with 12:13 to go here in the third. 1-0 Penn State. Reese Laubach scored 3 minutes and 10 seconds into the game. That's been it tonight.
Yeah, it's been kind of a tic-tac-toe in the third period, except for the power play that Penn State had. It's been pretty much guarded hockey. I don't think there's been a lot of over excitement on either team to try and break this deadlock.
Penn State wins the faceoff. Crespo shot through the legs of his teammate Dick. Went off his stick and then wide. Polatichuk behind the net. Can't find it. Look out. Pass to the slot. Kick free by Kukkonen. He gathers it in and moves ahead with it. To our left comes Kyle Kukkonen. Little backhand pass towards the net. Got all the way through. Sergeyev moved it to the corner. Horbach tied up far side by Gallucci. And now it squirts free into Graves has it for Penn State. Up to Lugris and he'll scoop it in. 11:45 left in the third. Badgers down one. Nice work far side by Kukkonen to free the puck for Horbach with Lindmark. 2-on-4. Jack needs a break. He'll send it to the corner. Lindmark had it for a moment, then turned into trouble and lost possession. And now DeMarsico tries to clear. Played by a high stick from Finley. We play on as Penn State now controls. It's Amon. Deep in the Wisconsin zone. Tried to hand off to Serato. Poked free. Kukkonen's got it for Wisconsin. Veers to his right and then carried towards the Badgers bench by DeMarsico. Steal by Finley out near the blue line. Sweeps it right wing. Morrissey, nice catch. Backside pass. Hensler, tough angle. He'll throw it behind the net. Finley wants it. Morrissey can't get it to him. He'll try again. Slot pass. Here's Scholes. His shot never got off. Good stick by Wiebusch that time. The Verona native to cancel out Scholes' bid. Now Finley. Across the line, looking for help. Finley stick handling, fires it down to the corner. Christensen able to beat Fitzgerald to the puck. Laubach now tied up by Fitzgerald. That frees the biscuit for Morrissey. His centering pass blocked by Christensen. Outlet to Fink too far, and Scholes back in his own zone with a little bit of time and space, although Fink applying pressure. 10:28 left in the third. 1-0 Penn State. Bad pass Fitzgerald to Finley as the Badgers attempted to break out. Finn took the puck away. It's out at center. And now Dowiak mishandles, and the Badgers gave it right back. Here's Dane Dowiak, left-hander across the line, tries to walk in on Scholes, got him down. Stop made by Scarfoni, who then covers. Zach was on his heels. Dowiak took him to the rim, if you will. and got a weak shot off Scarfoni, able to stop.
And we definitely needed that whistle. Zach Schulz tried to pass it to two people that weren't there.
Yeah.
On that initial breakout right at the blue line. And it's when it's right on the blue line like that, that's a dangerous, dangerous place to turn over the puck. Quinn Finley just keeps getting more frustrated. Every shift, he just seemed to be able to make that pinpoint pass or get that pinpoint shot.
Badgers have been outshot 10-2 in the third period. Still down 1-0. Faceoff win for the Badgers. Palatichuk banks it out to center. Defenseman mishandles it. Tassi comes in low. Left backhand shot fought off with a right shoulder by Sergeyev. Yep. And then Tassi got clobbered into the end boards. Penalty coming up on Penn State's Jason Gallucci. And Wisconsin will get a Kunis power play with a chance to tie when we come back. Penn State leads 1-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Badgers get a Kunis power play, trailing 1-0, 9:54 to go in the third. This is a big one here, Ian.
Yeah, it is, and it's an opportunity that I didn't think was going to happen because yeah. Both teams were playing so evenly and not taking any chances. And just kind of, I don't know, Simon stepped on his stick or stepped on the puck or whatever it is, but it caused him to go down.
Penn State's done a nice job on the penalty kill, though. 3-for-3 so far, having killed off 9 minutes of power play hockey, and they win the draw, sent it all the way down the ice on goal.
Get a face-off.
And Scarfoni had to face a bouncing puck on end. He juggled it a bit and then had to grab it to secure it, and a face-off coming up inside the Wisconsin zone. Gallucci for tripping at 10:06, by the way.
That was a Chelios type,
yeah,
esque type shot down front when you're shorthanded.
Face off to the right of Scarfoni. Gavin Morrissey about 57% of the faceoff circle this season. Reese Laubach about 50. The Badgers win this draw. Again, top two faceoff teams in the country here tonight. Here's Morrissey now. Moves his way into the offensive zone. Looked like Finley was offside, and then a pass back to the point. And Fitzgerald unable to play it because of the defensive pocket. And so the Badgers have to regroup at center. Pass far side. Dexheimer intended for Finley. That was a bouncing pass that Finley couldn't handle, and Penn State clears. Almost looks like they're getting ahead of themselves a little bit.
Yeah,
rushing things almost.
No Ryan Mosley.
Rylan Mosley makes a difference.
Yep.
Hensler waits behind his net. Minute 10 to go on the power play. He's been standing there for a few seconds now. Now pass up the middle to Tyson Dick. Dick across the line. Wisconsin onside. Dick waiting. Throws a pass out to the point. Nice catch by Hensler. Back pass intended for Kukkonen left wing. Good stick by Puckett to prevent that pass from getting through. And it's all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. And Ian Perrin's getting a little frustrated with the team and Cardinal and White. Now Ryan Botterill at center. 8:35 to go in the third. Badgers trailing 1-0. Only 38 seconds left in the power play. They've yet to get a shot on goal in this man advantage. Puck is loose below the Penn State goal line. Dick down to his knees. Kukkonen, good work along the end boards, battling Crespo. But ooh. Crespo won that battle and then muscled it past Hensler and all the way down. 18 seconds to go on the power play. Hensler picks it up and skates ahead with it. Although he fans off to his right. Fresh off the bench, Gavin Morrissey. Right wing pass behind Finley. He'll take it. Skate back out to center, 5 seconds. Darts off to his right, past two Nittany Lions, across the line, looking left side, Plotichuk tried to put it in front, blocked by Mack. Penn State kills off the power play, both teams at full strength, 7:45 left. Plotichuk tried to fire one from the blue line on a one-timer, fanned on it, and then he dives and takes down Weebush on a potential breakaway. Penalty on Plotichuk, who throws his stick in disgust. It's broken also.
Yeah.
Because he has to. But Plotichuk fanned at a shot, may have broken his stick in the process, and then Weebush busted out. And Plotichuk tripped him. And no penalty shot. Weebush wanted one. There is none to come. Instead, Penn State will get a power play. 12:19, the time of the penalty to Plotichuk.
Yes, an unfortunate time to take it. And regardless of what the outcome of tonight's game is, both teams' power plays have looked relatively anemic.
Penn State long-range shot off a stick and Karam's midair down to the right wing wall. Aiden Fink tied up. Anthony Kerr just hog-ties Janiev. No penalty called. Kerr goes diving, trying to get the puck out of the zone. Eventually, it came free to Horbach, who lifts it all the way down.
Ooh, that's the nicest saucer pass I've seen in a long time.
Plotichuk for tripping at 12:19. Penn State, Janiev, Lawback. Zips it around to the right wing wall. Dowiak to the corner and Fink. Tried to feed Janiev. Instead, Phelan had an angle to the puck. Moved it to the far corner. Dowiak falls down. The puck is still loose and then jammed all the way down. And the Badgers get fresh penalty killers. 1:10 to go on the Penn State power play.
22-18.
Yep.
Lindmark, they're looking for some magic now.
When Lindmark out there. Had a heck of a career shorthanded with Jack Horbach the last few years. They bump it out to Lugris straight away. Long-range shot got through. It's loose. Oh, Scarfoni, excellent stop. It's loose in front of Scarfoni as he got knocked down by two of his teammates. He made two excellent saves. Scarfoni back up on his skates. Here's DeMarcico. His shot blocked by Kerr and cleared. Ooh, Penn State was knocking on the door, and Scarfoni wouldn't let him in.
Yep, and he had to make some acrobatic saves, too. It wasn't like he was just playing the angle.
And they cough it up at center ice, and Phelan sends it down. Maybe this will get the Badgers going offensively if they can find a way to kill this off. Under 6 minutes to go, 15 seconds left on the Penn State power play. They skate into the Wisconsin zone and turn it over. And the Badgers clear. 8 seconds to go on the man advantage.
When you're down 1-0 and you've got Jack Phelan, and he does a great job of intercepting the pass and then turns around and just fires it down the ice. It's one of those times where I wish they'd just unleash him.
Plotichuk's penalty is over. Here's Crespo, long-range shot that hit traffic. Kerr then goes shoulder-to-shoulder with Puckett, and the puck comes free to Gavin Morrissey. He'll backhand it around to Kerr as the Badgers look to exit their zone, and they do. A nice tape-to-tape pass to Finley, but then he juggled it a bit. From behind, Peters may have knocked it free. Here's Keaton Peters, the Sussex, Wisconsin native, up to center. Fink now with it. Ran into Wisconsin's Fitzgerald, who takes the puck away. 5 minutes left in regulation. Badgers down 1-0. It's been like this all season, folks. Tight games. Every single game, Tassie pass behind Finley, too far in front of Dexheimer. Finley picks it up. His shot blocked by Christensen. Now Dexheimer, long-range shot, knocked down in front. Fitzgerald with a chance. Tassie swings and misses on a pass in tight from Fitzgerald. Oh!
That was the golden goose right there.
Now cleared out. Here's Janiev. 2-on-2 for Penn State. Make it 3-on-2. Make it 4-on-2. Here's Lawback now. Back behind the net. Right-hander throws it out to the point too far as Penn State will need a change here. Eventually, they'll get one. 4.5 minutes left. 1-0 Nittany Lions. Goodness.
Golden opportunity.
Yep, they had a couple of chances. Long-range shot that Fitzgerald knocked down. Shoulder high with his stick, and then he whiffed at the bouncing puck. But then on the next attempt, he pushed it right to Tassie on the doorstep and just didn't make contact with the puck. 4 minutes left. Botterill at center. Penn State content with just having four guys wide at their own blue line.
Yep.
And now it's nudged out to center, hustling after it, Amon. Right-handed defenseman, right-wing pass to Weebush out of his reach. Wisconsin Shoals now with it. DeMarcico on him, Weebush as well. 3:45 left in the third. Badgers early this season had a hard time putting the puck away. Oh, now here's a turnover at center ice. Kukkonen with it across the line. Looking. What's he going to do? Puts it down behind the net to Botterill. Tied up by Christensen. Tyson Dick moves in to take the puck away. Referee in his way. Dick now tied up from behind by DeGraves. 3:25 left in the third. Wisconsin down 1-0. Badgers hold the zone. Dexheimer walks the line a little bit. Backpedaling and looking. Calling for the puck. Here's Pietila. His shot blocked by Mack. Didn't get through. Christensen tries to chip it out. Pietila tackles a man. We play on. Dexheimer racing for the loose puck. He's got it. Pass intended for Horbach. Off a stick. Went midair and Weebush had it. Then from behind, Horbach picked his pocket. Took the puck. Here comes Horbach with speed across the line. Trying to get around Christensen. It does behind the net. Centering pass off a stick or two and gathered in by Dowiak. On the back check, Horbach able to win the puck free for the Badgers. Can they get it deep? No. Bouncing around to the Penn State line, and now Puckett's got it, gains the red line, ran into two Badgers, one being Horbach, who knocked him down. Here's Palatichuk now. 2:35 to go in the third. Badgers need one to tie. Palatichuk hard to the net, trying to sweep it in front, did. No one home for the Badgers. Here's Finley, turnaround shot from the right point. That's blocked. Palatichuk after it, can't get to it. Puckett tries to clear, cannot. Finley holds, looking, shooting off a stick and ricochets to the near corner. Now Shade will lift it up off the glass and out to neutral ice. Badgers get after it. Nittany Lions in the midst of a change. Morrissey, 2:10 to go, gets around one man and another. Tries to go short side, and Sergeyev with a pad save. Cleared all the way down. Scarfoni out of his net for an extra attacker. Penn State missed the net by a few feet and iced the puck.
Ouch.
2:02 to go in the third. 1-0 Nittany Lions. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Well, we'll see whether he uses his timeout to set up some sort of a sequence, but I doubt if that will be the case because they've kind of got him on the ropes right now.
Yeah.
And when you've got momentum on your side, don't play with it. Keep it running.
I was wondering if Penn State may call a timeout, but I think Mike Hastings is going to.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Timeout Wisconsin. 2:02 to go in regulation. Badgers down a goal with an extra attacker. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
American Family Insurance, the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Mike Hastings took his timeout to set up an offensive zone faceoff play. And after the Badgers lined up to take the draw, Penn State called its timeout. So a little chess match between head coaches Mike Hastings and Guy Gadowski.
Had a long talk with one of the alumni the other night when they were here for the alumni game. And longtime high school coach, great Badger hockey player, turns to me and he said, "You know, this is what I love about hockey." I said, "Versus what?" He said, "Versus basketball. What do they have, 38 timeouts in the last quarter in basketball? At least in hockey, we play."
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that was his perspective.
You know, we were talking before about how the Badgers got out of the gate so slowly this season and just struggled putting the puck away. That was the case at Minnesota last weekend. In fact, the Badgers, when they score two goals or less this season, are 1-12-2. 1-12-2. So 15 times out of 28 games, they scored two goals or less.
Yeah, there's not a lot of biscuit bangers here.
No. All right, Lindmark, Tassie, Fitzgerald, Finley, Dexheimer, and Morrissey. Extra attacker. Badgers need one to tie. Offensive zone faceoff won by Wisconsin. Finley out to the point, Dexheimer. Now left wing, it's Morrissey. Back straight away, Dexheimer. Right wing, Finley. Looking, shot blocked. Right back to his stick. Dexheimer, center point. Left wing, Morrissey now. Surveys down to the goal line, Fitzgerald. Tassie working for room in front. Fitzgerald, right wing, Finley. A minute 40 to go in the third. Badgers down a goal. Here's Dexheimer. Pass to Finley out of his reach and comes out through center ice. And the fans frustrated, as is my partner here. Dexheimer at the red line, heaves it in. Christensen after it. Badgers had numbers on the far wall. Lindmark then lifted the stick of Dowiak, and Penn State gets to the puck and clears and iced it with 1:15 to go in the third period. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
1-0 Penn State, 1:15 left in the third here in Madison. Extra attacker for the Badgers trying to pull even. Penn State wins the faceoff, rims it around and out. Again, the Nittany Lions, the number one faceoff team in the country at 56%. Here's Hensler now for the Badgers. The freshman dumps it in. In pursuit is Dick. Christensen gets there, able to move it to the near side wall. The Badgers try to dig it out from there. Hensler, Palatichuk, Kukkonen out there with Botterill and Dick. And Liskoski. Penn State takes the puck. And Fink clears it all the way down. It's going to hit the empty net. Aiden Fink with an empty net goal with 45 seconds left. That was just crawling to the Badgers' cage and eventually crossed Penn State with a 2-0 lead.
That's the icing on the cake for the Penn State Nittany Lions. You can guarantee yourself that. And it was a good rugby scrum down in the far corner. You remember when the Badgers played Michigan and we were down in that far corner and they ended up eating 10, 12, 14 seconds left on the clock.
Aiden Fink gets the empty net goal at 19:15. That's his 20th goal of the season. And Penn State with a 2-0 lead. Lead feed, the Badgers hustling after it. Pietola trying to reach. Rimmed around to the near side. Scholes able to hold for a second. Now it's flipped back towards the Penn State net, taken there by Crespo. Outlet to Weebush, and they'll just rag the puck in their own zone. 15 seconds to go. Well, the Badgers.